We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Santana to get us rolling here. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius and XM Channel 92. How you doing out there, boys and girls? Last time the cops pulled me over, I told them my name was Jerry Burke, so I guess we'll pretty much stick with that. No sense in piling on a perjury charge above all else. 1-800-878-7529. That would be the phone number here. Along with my faithful chauffeur, Cabby. How are you, my friend?
Is perjury a crime, really?
Yeah, big time.
Oh, man. Maybe I shouldn't do it so much.
Yeah, exactly. Well, until they swear you in. So, Chris Johnson, who was released in February by the Jets, just ended the season. He was shot down in Florida. One of the people who was in the car with him unfortunately passed away. He was shot in the shoulder. Not a good thing.
I hope he's okay.
I do too.
Doesn't deserve anything like that.
No, nobody does. It stings just a little bit.
Senseless.
And we did a little bit of homework on our friend Robert Collins. He's from Alliance, Ohio. And this is a man who called 911 to report that his wife had stolen his cocaine. Evidently, he accidentally dialed 911.
You're saying we're an investigative news team? Is that
what
you're trying to
do? What I'm saying is this cat in Alliance, Ohio, Robert Collins, is about as bright as a small appliance bulb. On my worst day, I mean, what do you? As soon as you hear 911 emergency, what can I help you? I don't care if you just dropped a hit of LSD the size of the Sunday Chronicle. You hang up. Or say, oh, I'm sorry, wrong number. Or, oh, it's not an emergency. I was just going to do something really stupid. Everyone's fine. Have a nice day.
Well, he did hang up on the second time she told him she was 911.
Yeah,
right?
after
he was too out of it.
After he said his name, and then said when they asked his wife's name, he goes, well, I guess that's not important. She goes, this is the police, you know. Oh, okay. Well, I got to go. Yeah. I mean, you can get a hold of our Facebook page, the Sports Overnight America, but if you go to my personal Facebook page, it's Jerry, GerrieBurke. You can hear the audio from Fox 8, whoever that is, in Alliance, Ohio, I guess, and you can hear this clown. It's unbelievable. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Work for me and all your dreams come true.
Respect. Power.
Banana.
Banana.
Still the best-selling album of all time with a picture of James Coburn on the cover. 1973, Mr. Paul McCartney and Company. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius and XM Channel 92. 1-800-878-7529. Still absolutely blows me away about this guy. But what happened, if you don't know, this guy Robert Collins called 911 by accident, I guess, to report that his wife had stolen his Coke. The cops did show up. He had a bit of a change of heart. He didn't want to file charges for the theft, evidently, but they busted him anyway. Misuse of 911, and he had a bowl on him. He was smoking some weed before the cops showed up, so they got him on drug paraphernalia, two misdemeanor charges in Stark County, Ohio. But if you're the cops heading to this one, you just have to be in hysterics.
Something tells me she didn't get all of his Coke.
No.
I think he got a good portion of it.
Before. No, I don't care. I don't care if you
do. That guy sounded pretty out of it.
Yeah, well, the Coke doesn't make you sound out of it. I mean, he just wasn't very bright.
Yeah. No, yeah. The second time she goes, this is 911. You called 911. And he goes like this. He goes,
really?
Oops. Like, oops. Then hung up.
It's like, exactly what were you calling that you misdialed and dialed 911?
Yeah, earlier you were giving him a little more clarity than I think he had.
I know Savannah, Georgia's area code is 912, but you have to dial a 1 first. I mean,
it was Ohio, somewhere in Ohio.
I know, but I'm saying, I'm trying to think, how can you misdial 911? Like, Savannah, Georgia's area code is 912, and maybe you're calling, but.
One of LeBron James's neighbor.
What?
Ohio.
I know, but where'd that come from? That wasn't
right. We're a sports show. Once in a while,
made absolutely no sense.
I know. It's left field. It's baseball, preseason. Nothing counts until I say stuff in April.
Yeah, by the way, speaking of which, have you even heard last week or the Giants had a bit Hunter Pence broke his forearm. 4 to 6 weeks, he's gone bye-bye. But you know what? Everyone, you know, it's not like if you broke your hand or your thumb or something like fingers. There's so many little bones in there. You got problems. I had that problem too. Your wrist, but it's a forearm. I can't think of anybody whose career was ruined because they broke their forearm.
That's like you said. It's an easy injury to solve from. That's what they were like talking about. Not the same guy, but Andrew Bogut. You know, he had like three injuries, but Jerry West kind of rated him. And, you know, said, "Let's take a chance on this guy," because all three of his injuries were like in areas that are not likely to be re-injured again.
Well, no, yeah, but a broken forearm, I mean, unless it's a compound fracture. I mean, those things heal. I mean, every kid broke their forearm, or so it seems at one time.
I think Paul George is like mending kind of nicely right now.
I broke my forearm once and didn't even know it. I mean, broke it pretty. I mean, actually, I knew something was wrong, but I knew if I got a cast on it, I wouldn't be able to play ball that summer. It was a collision at second base, breaking up a double play early in the season. I broke my my throwing arm too. And I knew you could tell her something wasn't right. So I just wrapped it up and wore. I always wore long sleeves when I played anyway. So I played an entire summer of baseball when I was like 14 years old with a broken arm, 15 I think it was.
You seem to me like the kind of guy that would like have a lot of concussions and not know about any of them.
I know of two that I had.
Oh, no.
Well, no. One, two, three.
That was a terrible joke.
I know of three that I had. And they were all pretty obvious ones because I was out cold each time. So.
Oh, boy.
1-800-878-7529, Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92, along with my... You know what I'm going to do?
Uh-oh.
No, I was thinking.
Uh-oh. It's a bigger uh-oh.
No, I was just thinking about, college hoops and March Madness. You know, it's funny. College basketball, I could care less until March Madness.
I like the tournaments now.
I can absolutely.
Because these guys are playing to go to the tournament.
The conference tournaments, yeah, okay.
It's a playoff system.
Yeah, a bit. Yeah, but still, there are teams that, the reason that you can have more than one team from the same conference now specifically was because of the ACC title game back in 1974 between Maryland and North Carolina State, which still is, to this day, considered the greatest college basketball game ever. Think about this. They played the entire game. Regulation until it went to overtime, not one turnover. Not one turnover. And, of course, NC State beat Maryland in overtime, I think by four. And they went on to win the title that year. But only because you can only have one team per conference. Maryland, despite, didn't get to go. Had to go to the NIT. So that was
never turned the ball over.
Not one turnover by either team. In both
the perfect tie.
The NC State had, that was the year they had Tom Burleson. They had David Thompson. Tim Stoddard, the pitcher with the Baltimore Orioles, was a player on that basketball team.
Was not a starter, though.
No, yeah. He was a forward, yeah. But that NC State team, the Skywalker, oh, my God, what a team that was.
Tony Gwynn was on the Aztecs in the basketball team.
Nah, it's a little different. Animal. If you're talking NC
State. Actually, it was a good point guard.
If you're talking NC State as opposed to San Diego State.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
You're talking a different animal here, no matter what Steve Fisher does down there.
I love Aztecs. Go Aztecs.
The Aztecs, as they say.
There you go. Oh, man.
You know, what's his name? Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory. That's where he got his master's degree from, was from San Diego State.
Oh, he went to State, huh?
Yeah, well, he got his bachelor's from the University of Houston, but he got his master's degree from San Diego State.
So he's technically an Aztec.
Technically. He's from Houston, by the way, from East Texas.
No, I went to UC San Diego, Cal
San Diego.
The Tritons, which I'm not sure what it is.
Because I know USD is the Toreros.
Now, they said it was Tridents, which is that pointy stick, the ode, the...
Or gum.
Yeah, there you go. But Triton is Triton, and I have no idea what it is. And I called all my alumni buddies, and none of us have a clue what a Triton is.
We're talking to Townsend when we come back real quick. I'm going to do a quick update. Brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the numero uno device being used in the bigs right now, straight down through the minors. Youth leagues, they even have a softball bat to help you with your beer belly swing there. Yeah. Any event.
That sounds like exercise.
Go to phbat.com. You got a coupon code for a great deal. It's PHBAT14 for the Pro Hammer Bat. NHL Boston 5-3 over Detroit. Evidently, Edmonton forgot to bring their goalie in the third and fourth periods against Carolina. Three in the second, four in the third. 7-4 was the former Hartford Whalers over the Oilers. It was Jersey 5-2 over Philadelphia. Colorado 3-2 over Minnesota. Calgary scores 4 in the third to send it to OT. Then they lose in a shootout 5-4 to Ottawa. And it was the Rangers 1-0 over Chicago in overtime. In the NBA, real quick, Dallas 193 over the Lakers. OKC 108-104 over Toronto. Orlando 103-98 over Boston. Charlotte 108-101 over Detroit. Utah 95-88 over Brooklyn. It was Chicago being beaten by San Antonio 116-105. And Golden State 106-98 over the Clippers. This update was brought to you by the ProHammer Bat, the numero uno training device being used in the bigs. Go to phbat.com. There's a coupon code for a great deal, PHBAT14, for the ProHammer Bat. I'm Jerry Burke with your update. Townsend next, Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Who knows what will be peddled for truth on this network?
Uptown got its hustlers. The Bowery got its bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker. He a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off.
You know, if this comes out today, is it popular?
In circles, yeah.
But as big as it was in back then?
Boy.
I think no way.
You know, here's the thing.
You got to be kind of pop, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how talented you are, as long as you got sizzle. Yeah,
you
got
to have sizzle on the steak. And it doesn't matter what genre either, by the way.
It doesn't matter how talented you are either.
No, there's got to use, I mean, use, talent still wins out.
No. Okay, yeah, in the long run. Yes,
yes,
yes, in the long run. Do you think 30 years from now we're going to be hearing from Pink or Lady Gaga? I'm telling you right now, 30 years from now, people will still be buying this CD. Well, they won't have CDs then, obviously.
No, I think Lady Gaga will. Lady Gaga has talent, a lot of talent. She's a writer, Jerry. You know, she wrote for a lot of different. Why are you hitting the microphone?
Hello, what happened? What did you do with Chris?
Hey, you got to read about her.
Mm-hmm.
See, she was writing for people before you. And listen, I'm not sitting around listening to Lady Gaga. But I've saw some stuff on her, and she's very talented. She's been a writer. She's been around a lot longer than you think.
All right, maybe.
She put together a full rock opera and went around the country. I mean,
that's original. Pete Townsend never did that. Roger
Waters
never did
that. Yeah, but she's writing it all herself.
Pete Townsend.
All herself.
Townsend wrote Tommy. He wrote Quadrophenia. Waters.
Yeah, but he was in a band. She's out there.
He wrote
it
all by himself.
She's front row. She's not sitting behind somebody else.
Are you trying to compare Lady Gaga to Pete Townsend? Are you really? I'm going to use your words.
No. Really? You're bringing up somebody from the 70s, and you're pissing on Lady Gaga. And I'm telling you, Lady Gaga has some serious talent.
Compared to Pete Townsend, did you really just do that? Please tell me you didn't do that. Because you made me speechless. I didn't think that was possible.
You really think she has no? Do you know anything about her?
I know she's not as talented as Pete Townsend.
I'll just say this: research it, go find out about her. Because I knew nothing about her either. I would be like, "Who the hell is Lady Gaga?" And then once you research it and you find out what she's about and what she has done, you'll have a newfound respect.
Okay,
but you're trying to compare someone who's been in the business. How old is he?
Townsend's been around since 64. So Townsend's
okay.
Like 67.
And you're comparing to someone in their 20s.
But my point,
I'll just tell you this.
Chris, Townsend was
20. If you did comparable age.
Yeah. Okay, fine. You want to do comparable age?
If you compared him at the same ages.
Yes, I will do that.
She would dwarf him in cash and popularity.
Bulls. Chris, the man wrote Tommy when he was 23. Tommy!
She made $123 million last year.
I don't care if she made more money than
God. You don't know anything about her, and you don't respect her.
You know nothing about her. Wait, hold on. You're going to go on a national radio program, and you're going...
You don't know anything about her.
You're going to compare...
Go look. You don't know anything about her.
You're going to compare Lady Gaga to Pete Townsend? Are you high?
You don't know anything about her.
I don't have to. That's like, I don't have to, Chris.
No, that is so unfair. Then you know what? That is like in sports. So you're saying like a modern day athlete to now doing great things cannot live up to somebody who did stuff in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Chris, are you trying to tell, really? Now, look, just back up for a second. Try not to be.
You know nothing about her.
Okay, fair
she
enough.
She's got like over a million people following her on Twitter.
Chris, we're talking...
And you don't even know about
Chris.
You are a social media. You know nothing about it.
Chris.
You even on Twitter?
No.
Do you even understand Twitter?
I understand. I just don't like Twitter. No.
There comes a thing to where Lady Gaga in some areas is far more popular than Oprah.
Well, that's big.
You don't even know. You know nothing about that. I don't even know why I'm defending this girl.
Here's my point.
I'm not a fan.
Chris.
I'm saying you know nothing about her. You tell me Pete Townsend's bigger than Oprah. Pete Townsend is a pimple on Oprah's ass.
Pete Townsend. And
Oprah?
Oprah. Commercially? Of course not. Of course Oprah's bigger. Of course she is.
Okay, now Lady Gaga in some forms of, like they do this stuff with PR and social media, she's bigger than Oprah.
Okay, fair.
So you're acting like she's nobody.
You're out of your mind.
I'm speaking out of pure talent.
That guy wrote Who's Next, for Christ's sake. That's like arguably the greatest rock album ever done.
You are such a stoner music guy from the old days. Lady Gaga has a tremendous amount of talent and popularity, and you made her seem like just because Pete Townsend wrote Tommy. Hey, dude, I'm telling you right now, Lady Gaga dwarfs Oprah and stuff, and that will tell you how big she is right now.
Fair enough. But here's what I want you to do.
Comparable. Did I say comparable? I said comparable.
No.
Pete Townsend at 23 was what? Was what?
Was writing Tommy and Who's
So
Next?
What, writing Tommy? What does that mean?
Tommy is the seminal...
Who knew who he was?
Everyone knew who Pete Townsend
was. No.
He was a headliner at Woodstock, for Christ's sake. The Isle of Wight Festival, Chris.
That is a drug concert.
Oh, my God. I can't believe her.
Wait. Okay, you're going to say right now, a person who is as popular as she is on social media, which means every American and people around the world are all in computers.
I'm talking purely on talent. Are you trying to tell
me? No, we're not talking talent.
I am talking about talent.
Because that's all you got, because you cannot talk popularity. You can't talk money.
Christ.
She dwarfs him at the same
Vanilla
age in
Vanilla Ice
career.
Sold more albums than Traffic, for God's sake. You're going to tell me that Vanilla Ice is more talented
I will
than
tell
Stevie
you
Winwood?
Right now, Lady Gaga, at where she is.
And I'm the one who gets
and
called
Pete
flaky.
Townsend, and Pete Townsend, where he was, her career was further than his.
And you call me flaky. You want to? I tell you, next time you're in town, you and I are going to go down to the ship, or we'll go down to the Gold Dust or something like that. We will arbitrarily pick 10 people. You can even pick the 10 people. I don't care who they are. I don't care if it's the guy begging for quarters out in front of the building, for God's sake. We'll go up there, and you get up there and you say, listen, let me ask you something. Comparably speaking, who do you think is more talented, Pete Townsend or Lady Gaga?
But you're comparing a man who's in his 60s to a young girl.
He was in his teens and early 20s when he was writing some of the greatest rock songs ever written, Chris.
She's huge. You think she's some chump. You think she's some chump.
I'm not saying she's some chump. She's all over the damn BART stations with her posters and everything.
She thinks she's some chump.
You're trying to think she's bigger than The Who? Come on.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We're not comparing The Who. We're trying to talk individuals.
All right, Pete. Okay, you're trying to say she's bigger than Pete Townsend? As far as
Pete Townsend in music, individually?
In music circles.
Oh, by far.
In music circles?
Pete Townsend, what has Pete Townsend done on Pete Townsend?
Hey, what are you talking about? He did White City. He did All the Best Cowboys Have Chinese Eyes. He did Broken. He did Empty Glass. He went up there and he did.
Pete Townsend toured on his name and made millions on his name, not The Who, and not what he did with The Who. This chick's done it all on her own.
He made a bucket of money just on his name.
She was born in '86.
I was God Almighty. I was 21 years old.
And by the way, I think she made close to $200 million last year.
I don't care. She made $200 billion, Chris. Money's not important. It's not how much you make. Wait, okay, so Jim Croce died broke. Are you trying to tell me that there are people? Oh man,
she did it on her own.
Oh,
you're talking about a guy that had to be in a band. She's done it on her own.
No,
that doesn't mean anything. Wait a minute, that doesn't mean anything. You mean someone who wrote for she did songs for different groups, and then she went out on her own. On her own. She's not in a band. She's not in a band called The Who. It's her deal. She's the one.
The Who. If it weren't for Townsend, there is no. Okay, Chris, let me explain this to you.
No.
I'm going to explain it to you. Like,
Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods or Derek Jeter? Tiger Woods.
And you wonder why I drink on the air, people. You wonder why I do. All right, look. We got to go to a break right now.
You want to go sales? You want to go money earned? Where do you want to go? By the time they were the same age.
By the time they were
the same age.
Okay.
By the way, it was her. She wasn't in a band.
It was her.
The
guy wrote Tommy. The guy wrote Who's Next. He wrote Quadrophenia.
Okay, what did she write? What did she write?
Exactly.
Oh, no, I can give you a ton. Her songs are number one all over. You don't know.
Okay, look.
You know nothing about her.
On the off chance that you and I are alive in 20 years.
She's 25 years old.
I'm saying on the off chance you and I are alive in 20 years, which is a really good chance there may not happen because you may kill me and then they're going to execute you.
You don't know anything about her.
But my point is that
your point is you are just saying you are like an old man in baseball going, the players that come now will never be as good as the guys that I grew up and loved. You give youth no credit.
I give youth lots of credit.
You don't even know. Well, nothing about her.
I know she's not Pete Townsend.
Name me one of her songs.
You couldn't have done it unless you just Googled her. So that my point.
No, I actually saw with Podesta after the one. What fight we watched? We watched the Sugar Shane Mosley against Pacquiao fight. They had her thing on.
Fascinating. What a disaster.
This woman is really talented. But you know what? You know nothing about her.
You're talking about arguably the greatest songwriter in the history of rock music.
Your generation, you're saying that no one will ever be as talented as those people that are near. There's nothing they can do.
I'm not saying nobody ever will, but I got news for you. It's been going on 45 years now, and still there's no one sniffing Townsend. There's no one sniffing Lennon and McCartney. There's no one even sniffing these people yet.
Do you even know who she is?
My point is,
you have no point. Your point is, you're making, whether I'm right or wrong, you're just saying the people that I love from when I was growing up, no one else can touch them.
Chris,
and I don't care if I know who they are.
There were horrible bands back in my day that
you
were very
don't know her body of work. So how is that a fair judgment if you can't even scout the body of work?
Okay, I'll scout the body of work, but I'm trying.
No, you just admit it. You haven't.
I haven't.
You're making a judgment on a player you've never seen.
Exactly. But again, okay, that's like getting up there saying, well, this guy's coming up. He's been in the league now for about 4 or 5 years. Boy, you know what? I think his work is comparable to Ted Williams. What are you, high?
her sales.
Sales? So what?
But wait. That's fine. But how do you make how do you give an opinion on someone you've never even seen, you've never listened to? You don't. You live in a genre that's called classic. You don't even know. You've never even been around it. You don't even watch. I don't even know if you have cable TV.
I have cable.
You have HBO?
I have
her Monster Ball thing was the number one thing on HBO.
No,
but you'll say, I didn't watch it.
I have Encore. I prefer Encore.
You
I prefer the art channels.
You are making an assessment on someone you've never seen, and you know what? Shame on you for that. Whether you're right or wrong, the fact that you're saying that I am right, even though I haven't even seen this artist perform, shame on you.
Okay, that's fair. I'll look her up.
That is fair.
But I know I'll be right.
That is fair.
I know I'm going to be right.
You're making an opinion on something you've never seen, you don't even know. That is just so narrow-minded. You know what, Jerry?
What?
For such a free thinker, it really shows you're very narrow-minded.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
You're listening to the Chris Townsend Show, Sports Overnight America. I prove a point once again.
Yeah,
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
I don't like sit-down dinners. I don't go to sit-down strikes. I like standing room only, and I don't ride bikes.
This pretty bad song is by a guy with pretty bad hemorrhoids. He needs Preparation H relief with a power of two. First, use fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes, then longer-lasting Preparation H maximum strength cream.
Let's sit together on the porch swing.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed.
And try specially formulated medicated wipes for women.
If you have ever dreamed of visiting the Irish countryside, now is the perfect time to join YMT Vacations on their 12-day Best of Ireland tour, offering primetime departure dates. Your adventure begins when you arrive in historic Dublin. Enjoy a city tour of all the highlights, including the Bank of Ireland and St. Patrick's Cathedral. Then it's on to the Rock of Cashel, Waterford, Cove, Blarney Castle, and Killarney. Then relax on a scenic drive of the spectacular Ring of Kerry. View the picturesque Cliffs of Moher and travel through the beautiful Connemara region to Kylamore Abbey. Next, it's the Giant's Causeway with time to explore the remarkable rock formations, followed by Belfast and a must-see visit to the Titanic Visitor Experience. For reservations and details, call YMT at 1-888-400-5770. All this from only $1,399 plus tax and includes hotels, 16 meals, and professional driver guide. Low-cost airfare available too. Call today, 1-888-400-5770 or visit ymtvacations.com.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with Max Life technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
They were just mad at me for imposing discipline and calling them stupid.
One of the overlooked tunes from the Electric Warrior album from T-Rex back in, I think, 1972. Mark Bolan and Jeepsta. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. 19 and a half minutes before the hour. My personal chauffeur, Cabby, sitting in. How you doing, my friend?
Chauffeur would imply I'm getting paid for
that's
it.
That's true. Yeah. So, yeah.
You're more like a deadbeat fare.
I still cannot believe this Robert Collins guy, but I don't care. It's not important. It's just... How stupid must you be to call 911 to report that your wife stole your Coke? Really? I was like, really? Did you hit your head with did the safe fall on top of you or something? Like,
really? Must have been really good, I guess, or kind of wiped the guy out.
No, that's not the point.
Well, no, you got to be that out of it to do it.
No, I don't care. Nobody's that out of it. I don't care who you are.
I don't know. It's I think all guys like that on drugs are kind of out of it.
I want to talk about Erica Enders real quick. Erica Enders. Is a I want to say she runs not she doesn't run the NASCAR or Indy, she runs the modified what are those things called, the ones that go for like 5 seconds and go 300 miles an hour, whatever,
dragsters,
right? She was named, check this out, she was named Racer of the Year by Racing Magazine over over everybody. I mean, she was a woman, and she's on a list now with some big time names. I mean, good for, I was talking to her on the Speed Freak show on Sunday night. It was around 7. Well, it's on 7 to 9 Pacific on Sunday nights here on Sports Byline on Sirius and XM. And we had her on, I think it's 7:20. And Erica Enders, I mean, good for her. And no. She didn't. And the thing is, she had to bow out of a couple of races because she didn't have a sponsor.
No, isn't it? I think there's a slight edge
And she's a hottie.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's what counts. No. Yeah. The thing is that, like, I think women have advantage of less weight in cars. That's what they're saying.
It has nothing to do with it.
There's skill involved.
You're talking about the difference between like 30 or 40 pounds, maybe 50 pounds, in a car that's that big going that fast. No, it's like throwing. That's the equivalent of? That's the equivalent of riding a horse. You know, with you're weighing like 175 pounds, and just for something to do. You're a 6-month-old baby, you sit her in your lap. I mean, that has nothing to do with it.
I am a professional dragster myself. Whenever I pull up to another cab company, that's a different company.
You're a professional. You're a professional.
Kind of hit it at the green light. Here we go.
You're a professional something. I don't know what it is, but you're a professional something. Going into the baseball season here, 2015. I can't believe it's been 40 years since the Carlton Fisk home run, 75 World Series. It's just
still hurts, does it?
Well, no, they won Game 6. You know, it's funny. Here's the thing: they say they call that the greatest game ever played, and that wasn't. And much like the NFL title game in '58, the overtime game between the Colts and the Giants, they call that the greatest game ever played. It wasn't the greatest game ever played. It might be the most important because it was on TV. But that wasn't even close to being the best football game ever played. Game 6 of the 75 series was actually a boring game through 7.5 innings. Until Bernie Carbo hit that punch-in home run off of Raleigh Eastwick with 2 outs in the bottom of the 8th. I mean, up until then, it was kind of... I mean, the Game 5 of the 86 ALCS between the the Angels and the Red Sox, that was the Dave Henderson home run game. That was... they could write books about that one game alone. That was incredible game.
When I was a cabbie in San Diego, I had a lot of ball players. We would talk about that. And, I kind of had the opinion that, I understand you're so sad, and it's very sad when somebody's thinking suicide. But see, I always was upset at the fact that he shot his wife. He says,
well, that's the thing. People get on Dave Henderson.
That makes him a murderer to me.
People get on Dave Henderson saying, well, because of your home run, he had problems before that.
Absolutely.
I got news for you. If Ralph Branca didn't off himself because of that home run he gave up to Bobby Thompson, You know, that was a much bigger deal. That was only game five. I mean, they were still up three games to two going back to Boston. Well, Branca gave up that home run to Thompson. I mean, if anybody, you know, and this playing for the Brooklyn Dodgers, too. If anybody was going to commit Harry Carey or some other dead sportscaster, right. I mean, it would have been Ralph Branca. But Branca held, you know, Ralph Branca was the third youngest person to get to 75 wins in a career before he hurt himself. The people think, you know, Ralph Branca was a hell of a pitcher for, you know, until he was 25 and he hurt his back.
And when did he commit suicide?
Ralph Branca is still alive.
Oh, I thought you were
God, you're an idiot. Oh, you're missing my point. I'm just saying, my point is, yes. You know, if Ralph Branca could have, you know, withstood the slings and arrows of giving up that home run to Bobby Thompson in 1951, and, you know, Donnie Moore, that's silly. For anyone to say because he gave up that home run to Dave Henderson,
right.
that's why he killed himself and his wife, that had nothing to do with it.
Exactly.
Nothing. Believe me, these guys are professionals. They know these things are going to happen. You know, Bill Buckner walks around. He's fine.
No, even in the end, they know it's a game and it's entertainment. And, you know, you have, what, how many, 32 base?
Well, no, it's not so much. It's not, you know, it's not, I mean, they take it seriously. And, of course, it's heartbreaking. I mean.
Of course.
I mean, I forgot who the umpire was. I want to say it was, what the hell was his name? Terry. I can't remember his last name, but he said he was, you know, in an interview on 60 Minutes years ago. He was holding up a little baseball, and he said, "This little thing has made grown men cry."
Absolutely,
you know. So I mean, to say that because of Donnie, the home run by Dave Henderson, you know, people tend to forget that Mike Witt gave up a two-run home run to Don Baylor earlier that inning, and then the Angels had tied it up in the bottom of the ninth and had men on first and third with one out. And DeSensei and Grich came up, and, you know, DeSensei, you know, hit a shallow fly ball to right field. No one's going to run on Dwight Evans, you know. And Grich hit a little humpback liner back to the pitcher.
Bobby Grich. I love him. Great player, man. Fantastic glove.
That was, I mean,
Baltimore, right?
Yeah, Brian Downing made a catch off Ed Romero. I think it was in the 10th inning. It was one of the best catches I ever saw in my life. I mean, that was just a fantastic ball game. I mean, unbelievable. And it was one in the 11th, of course, on Henderson, hit a sack fly off of Donnie Moore in the 11th to win that game. But they went back to Boston. They were still up 3-2, you know? Do you want to wrestle with that some more in the microphone? You have absolutely no mic sense. You know that?
No manners. I'm a slob.
No, it's fine. Be a slob, but don't be a slob on the radio, okay? Right, don't rustle papers. Don't, you know.
Cough up.
Yes. Thank you.
I mean, nobody needs to hear that.
And how difficult is that to, you know, it's pretty simple. When's the last time you heard a radio show and say, you know what, hey, there's someone fumbling with papers or burping on the air, unless it was, you know, the morning show with one of
Howard Stern.
Yeah, exactly. This is not Howard Stern's show. This is my show. Quit making extraneous noises, please. God.
So,
thank you. You feel better now? Did you get that?
Yes.
Are you driving this week?
Later on, yeah. These are my days off.
When you say later on, obviously later on.
I'm scheduled for Thursday, but I'll probably go in on one of my days off.
So you're off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Yeah, I got to pay for my Warriors.
How do I get a job like that?
Well, I go in when I lose bets. I go in on my days off to cover.
So in other words, you're going in tomorrow.
I'm going to go in the next week for the next 64 days.
That made absolutely no sense, but okay.
There you go.
Why 64 days?
I have to recoup a lot of losses.
Mm-hmm. That's why they call it gambling, my friend.
It's so funny how Warriors by 9, and it's like no problem.
Yeah, they won by 8.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, hey, look, they don't care what the spread is. They're not gambling on it.
How do these evil scientists know this information?
They
like
take
that?
They take garbage money. We had Michael Franzese, the former capo in the Colombo crime family, who had a bunch of the New York Jets in his pocket. And, you know, these odds makers, man, they know.
It's creepy.
Garbage points. They take this all into account. They do. You know.
Giant computer somewhere under the
you know, Townsend told the story
Nevada
one time.
Nevada desert.
When Townsend was a freshman or a sophomore at San Jose State, he went to play ball against UNLV. And he'd never been to Vegas before. And he went out there, and I guess he was playing blackjack at one of the casinos, and he won like $100. And he called his dad, and he's like, man, I won $100. This is great. And his father said, you know what, Chris? Just take your money and leave, because they didn't build that town in the middle of the desert because they lose. Eventually, they're going to get you. These guys, there's a reason these guys are making, these are professional odds makers. There's a reason they're professionals and make a boatload of money doing it, is because they're usually right.
Yeah, no, and you know, they have to go on public mentality too, because like they want the public, general, all around public to bet the wrong team. So, you know, you have to like build up the other team and this team's a real upset or something like that.
Yeah, but I'm saying Really?
Yeah. You know, Clippers probably got so many points because Blake Griffin is out.
What did you think of the Clippers with the short sleeve shirts?
Horrible. Yeah. When I saw them blue, I go, that's not the Warriors uniform. And then, like, when I saw it, I go, oh, thank God that's the Clippers uniform.
Yeah.
But I hate the Clippers. So yeah.
How could you? The Clippers never did anything to anybody.
I was living in San Diego when they moved, and Donald Sterling, half of the season, went to all these games and already told them they're moving to LA.
How do you think the people of Buffalo felt when they left Buffalo to move to San Diego?
Oh, absolutely. There was kind of a weird trade with Boston in there, too, or something, wasn't there?
What? The Buffalo Braves just moved to San Diego.
Right. Well, who were the San Diego Conquistadors?
The Conquistadors became the Houston Rockets.
Oh, that's where my little time thing has a hitch.
Do I have to teach you everything?
Oh, please.
1-800-878-7529, along with my personal chauffeur, the great Cabbie.
I mean, please teach me. I didn't mean to say, oh, please, you can't teach me.
1-800-878-7529. We're going to do an update when we come back, boys and girls. A little TVC15 in the background. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Your blood pressure is 120 over 80. Your EKG shows a good sinus rhythm. No evidence of ischemic changes. Your electrolytes and metabolic panels are within normal limits. Chest x-ray is clear and prostate screens are fine. So we can have sex now.
So we got that going for us.
That sounded like an episode of Grey's Anatomy.
That was an episode of West Wing. That was Stockard Channing, by the way.
Oh, it's a doctor. The Grey's Anatomy is a doctor show where there's.
I know. I've seen Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, sometimes they cure somebody.
Sports Overnight America. God Almighty! 5 minutes before the hour. By the way, after this show, I can't imagine you would want to. But let's just say, for the sake of argument, you want to get a hold of us. I got to get a new Twitter account because I forgot my password on my old one. I'm kind of lazy about it. But you can get a hold of us on Facebook. We have a Sports Overnight America page. Or you can just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled G-E-R-R-I-E-B-U-R-K-E. I'll say hi to just about anybody. So feel free to get a hold of us. We do take suggestions. And I know what you're going to say about the man sitting to my left right now. But be polite when you say so. This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat. I like your charger hat. The numero uno training device being used in the bigs right now. Chili Davis. Who did wonders with the Oakland A's. He swears by this thing. And now he's with my beloved Red Sox. So, Cabby, let's hope for the best.
No, good for him. I love the guy. He's a great coach.
Hate him with the Yankees.
I hope he skins you for a ton of money.
Why me?
Well, the Boston Red Sox. You represent them as a fan and as a...
Oh, a fan doesn't say it.
Yeah.
Any event, the youth leagues, they have a softball bat to help with your swing. It's helped my wiffle ball game immeasurably, and it can help you. Go to phbat.com if you're a ball player or you know someone who is. If you like what you see, they got a coupon code for a great deal. It's phbat14 for the Pro Hammer Bat. I'm just going to let you know something. I did not know that Illinois State even had a basketball team.
The Redbirds.
The Redbirds of Illinois State. They gave Northern Iowa, who ranked 11th, they're the Panthers, by the way, all they can have. Northern Iowa outscored them by 23 in the second half. They won by 9. I think Illinois State covered on that one. But Illinois State, didn't even know you had a team, but you fared well against the Northern Iowa Panthers this evening, even though you did manage to lose. Only one top 25 team lost, and that was Ohio State. They got blown out by number 6, Wisconsin. I think they lost by like 28 or something like that.
That doesn't count if you lose to a higher number.
I know, but that's a top 25 team that did lose. I'm just saying.
Well, that's very technical.
NBA, Dallas outscored the Lakers 25-16 in the fourth. There's your ball game. It was the Mavs, 193 over the Lakers. Russell Westbrook, man, he's unbelievable. And another triple-double, 30 points, 11 boards, 17 assists. Nice to see he's dishing the ball off these days. It was OKC, 108-104 over a very good Toronto team. That game was in Oklahoma City, one of 8 state capitals with 2 or more words in it, by the way, but you didn't know that.
I do believe his assists will go up once Bryant comes in.
Yes. Orlando beats my beloved Celtics, 103-98. Elsewhere, it was Charlotte, 108-100 over Detroit. Utah goes into Yo Brooklyn and takes care of the Nets, 95-88 over there off the A train in Brooklyn. San Antonio, Tony Parker, 32 points, 116-105 over Chicago. And the Warriors, 106-98 over the Clip Show. That game at the 110th straight sellout in the Biggity Biggity in Oakland, where they won't be for much longer because they're moving to they've sold every year. They're like in the top 5 in attendance for years. They have been over at the Oracle Arena. And they get like 19,000 every game, forever in a day. And they're moving to San Francisco to get...
In the middle of another populated area that's beyond...
Well, see, I got news for you. For the people of Oakland, San Francisco is, you know, the Emerald City. We're the land of Oz. I mean, looking over from Oakland into San Francisco, it's got to be like... Oh.
The gridlock will be unbearable. Yeah. Take it from a gridlock expert.
All I have to do is hop on the subway.
I can create gridlock just by driving.
You've slowed this show down more than once.
I do not cause accidents. I do not get in accidents. I just cause them.
Thank you. NHL action. The Frozen Ponds, we sashay too. We're in San Francisco. We sashay. It is just what we do. It was Boston 5-3 over Detroit. My Bruins, yo, Pride of Causeway Street. Edmonton Oilers forgot to put a goalie out in the second and third periods against Carolina, evidently, as Carolina put up 3 in the second, 4 in the third, 7-4, the former Hartford Whalers over Edmonton. In Newark, Jersey, 5-2 over Philadelphia, Colorado 3-2 over Minnesota. Ottawa's up 4-0 at home going into the third. No problems, right? Problems. Calgary puts up 4 to tie it up. They go into a shootout. Ottawa still wins 5-4, but They were a little nervous in Canada's capital, which would be Ottawa, Ontario, on the banks of the Hull River. An overtime win for the Rangers, 1-0 over Chicago. This update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat. Make sure you check them out at phbat.com. Help you with your swing, people. They got a great coupon code, PHBAT14, for the Pro Hammer Bat. I'm Jerry Burke with your update. Those idiots at the USA Network next with the news. Great job, Cabby.
Bye-bye, everybody.
This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.